Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As you know, I announced last week and we were going to plan something really, really big and we didn't do it. But today is the 10th anniversary of CSE Talk Radio. And I don't know how many of you have been here that long, 10 years, or if you even go back to when I was working with another talk show, which was Derry Brownfield. But whatever the case, it is 10 years today for CSE Talk Radio. But we're going to start the day with prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. And we praise you for the God that you are. What a loving and forgiving God. And your faithfulness. Even when I could not find the words, or I stopped leaning on you, you remained faithful. You have always been faithful. Endurance, Father. You have blessed me with some endurance through these 10 years and through my life. There have been many trials, and there will be trials yet to come. Help me to be strong, be faithful. And to endure. We praise you for the liberty and the freedom that we have. Because they don't come from a piece of paper. They don't come from government. They come from you. We praise you for your word and we're so grateful. For your word of encouragement and guidance. And for your protection. You have protected this nation, Father. You have warned us. And many times we have failed to heed those warnings. I'm trying very hard right now, Father, for all those who are listening, to heed the warnings, the signs, that this nation has turned in the wrong direction away from you. Protect your remnant, Father. Protect the leadership of this country and guide them. Turn them back around, Lord. Bring them to you. We can't ask them to act like people that are following you when they are lost. I pray, Father, we lift them up. Father, for such a time as this, I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Happy 10th anniversary. Reminiscing the past, living the present, and hopefully protecting the future. As an individual, my passions are God and family, friends and country. Those passions are the same here with CSE Talk Radio and my business. If you had told me 25 or 30 years ago that I'd own my own business and that the business would be talk radio, I'd have laughed at you. Maybe something in childcare or something in secretarial work, I loved that, or something in music, which I also loved. But talk radio and political? At that time in my life, it wasn't even a nano thought. As a mother of 5 sons, life has always been full of challenges, and I stayed at home as long as I could to give them the needed mothering care. Who could afford a child care for 5? I've had numerous jobs throughout my life. Fresh out of high school, I worked in a factory. I made Q-tips. I've worked in an insurance office as a secretary. I was a church secretary and treasurer. I was a clerk in a Hallmark store. I worked in a meat processing plant. I was a receptionist and supervisor in the medical field at a clinic. I've led music and choir in 3 different churches. Then I went to work for a man well known in the agriculture world, Derry Brownfield. He was the founder of the Brownfield Network, but I worked for Derry for his talk show, not his ag network. Much to my personal protest, Derry began to groom me to one day host his show. Well, that day was never to be. The sudden and unexpected death of my boss and mentor was met with sadness and confusion. His family made the decision to close up shop, and Beth and others were out of a job. Derry's producer called me and offered to produce a show for me. I had just moments, literally, to decide what to do, and a weekend to get a new show going with a new LLC, advertisers, and new commercials written and produced. Yeah, a rush decision into a new business and adventure in broadcasting, as Derry used to say. Friday, I received the news that I was out of a job, and by Monday morning airtime, I owned my new business, CSE Talk Radio. And that was 10 years ago today. Why? Why am I doing this? After taking a job for a talk show, I was suddenly made aware of the injustices in our nation, or the lack of common sense coming from legislators, how removed they've become from the average American life. My small business is smack dab in the middle of this nation. Rule America, and it is there I wish to stay. This nation has great history. This nation has wonderful people. This nation should be a light to others and to all the world. As an individual, a woman, a mother, and yes, a grandmother, and yes, I confess, a great-grandmother, now I am a voice for many, for family, for country, for rural America. Unlike most nationally syndicated talk shows, I actually live the life of those I vocally represent. We are in this together on CSC Talk Radio. It is a true statement when put that way. When I went to work for my late boss and mentor, I had an awakening of the issues such as property rights, small businesses, and the trials they deal with regarding government regulations and etc. Farming is more than farming. It is a small business. Ranching is more than livestock. It's a small business. Whether you're a florist, a baker, an accountant, store owner, trucking firm, or daycare provider, when one owns their business, it is their life. I try to be the common sense voice. I am passionate at times, but try to be the calm in what seems like the storm of life and politics. Remember, calm is superpower. All Americans have common ground, our resources, food, water, air, energy. Whether it's the livestock industry, manufacturing, entertainment, produce, clothing, infrastructure, or our families, all liberty-loving Americans want the same thing, perhaps in different ways, but the same independence and freedom, privacy, security, and safety. All desire the right to succeed in whatever endeavor they tackle. Now, there are those who claim they do not, and they will soon want what they have lost. Liberty. Sweet liberty. That is our promise in the words, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm that rural voice, that female, that's fighting for all her children, meaning all Americans, to enjoy those wonderful treasures of life, liberty, and to be able to freely pursue happiness in whatever business you decide to make your own. 10 years seems like a long time for my little business. It has struggled every step of the way, and it is you, Americans, liberty-loving listeners who have kept us going. So to you, America, all of you who are listening or watching on Facebook, wherever you are, happy 10th anniversary, Rural America. You know, every day is a milestone here on CSE Talk Radio. And when I think about how long ago it was, that 10 years, and that first day, how I was stumbling and mumbling and carrying on, reading most of my script. I even had a listener who was very concerned about me, said, "Would you please stop reading the scripts?" Well, I was so nervous, that's all I could seem to do. I've grown a long way, and I have a lot more growth yet to do. But I'm here. CSE Talk Radio is here for you. Do you love it? If you can, give us a call at 877-895-5410. Just let us know what these 10 years have meant to you. Real quick and brief, and we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Join Jason Chavez Tuesday, May 4th for Vitae Foundation's 29th annual pro-life event. Jason is a former congressman and now a Fox News contributor. While serving as representative, Jason rose to chairman of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Only the fifth time in 100 years a three-term representative ascended to such a position. Jason is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's digital marketing strategies promote a culture of life while connecting women who are facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Don't miss Jason Chavez. May 4th, reserve your seat today for either the luncheon or the dinner event. Go to adsforlife.org. Join Jason Chavez and the Vitae Foundation May 4th, Jefferson City at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center. Register now before the event sells out. adsforlife.org. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We do have a couple of callers. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today? Happy anniversary, by the way. I know you've been with me for a long time.
Yes. Congratulations, Beth. You're doing great. I sure appreciate you and Rudy so much. I remember the day Barry died. I remember that day, too. And it was stunning. He went to bed and didn't wake up, didn't he?
Yeah,
I remember that so well. And I think he would say you've continued on that legacy there quite a bit.
I hope so. I don't have the wisdom he had. I don't have the experiences that he had in the agriculture business, but I have the love for this country and rural America that he had. And, you know, that was also the day of my mother's birthday, and she was suffering from Alzheimer's, and I was baking a cake for her that morning when I got the phone call. So, yeah, it's quite a memorable day. It was March 12th.
What a day. I think also rural America has evolved since then, too. Yes, farming is important, but there's a lot of us city slickers that live in little towns that never grew up on the farm that appreciate the rural lifestyle that farming creates. So I think you're a good voice for that.
I am one of those.
I am too. So yeah, I'm married to a farm girl, but essentially we're city slickers. But I've lost track. What number are we at? I think are you getting pretty close to beating Cal Ripken Jr. yet?
Well, no, I'm at 2,591. shows, oh, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, my gosh. I think you're over, aren't you?
Yeah. We've been here a while. We count every one of them. Every show is a milestone, I say.
Yeah,
every month I get the bills paid, I'm very thankful.
So. You're doing great, kid.
Appreciate you, Tim. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for all the help. You know, Tim's helped me every step of the way. He's been here and been there. And actually, he put my first Facebook page up and put Derry's Facebook page up. And then when I had to start on my own, he put mine up. And I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you a lot, kid.
Oh, God bless you. We have Jim and Melody from Nebraska. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. And you're looking wonderful, lady.
Oh, thank you. I dressed up because, you know, it's kind of a big deal for me today. So I actually dressed up.
A little bit. Well, we wanted to tell you, thank you. I personally want to tell you, thank you so much for giving us rural women a voice. Until we found you, I never realized how much of a voice we women have. And you have inspired.
Absolutely.
You have inspired me every day to get up and scream at the top of my lungs somehow, whether it's putting a video together to get you up online or to
talk to somebody.
Oh, that's my pleasure. And Jim wants to tell you something, too.
Well, all right.
And
hey,
I'm really quick about it. Hi there. I just want to tell you, your heart and your love of country and love of God comes across stronger through your show than any other show, I think, ever, in my opinion, anyway. And I really do appreciate the absolute honesty that you do every day and your due diligence. I know how hard you have to prepare, and it shows. And so I think you're probably one of the most prepared hosts that I've listened to, because you show up with knowing exactly what you want to do. You may not know that when you wake up in the morning, but by the time you get there, you have it all together. And
I was going to say, man, I've got you fooled.
Yeah, Jim, you should see the process here in the mornings. It's just wild.
I'm sure, but I tell you what, it comes from the heart. That's why you're prepared, because you don't have to make it up. It's real.
You know, everything I watch, you know, I watch the cowboy movies, and everything I watch, I think about the show, and I think about this country, and I'm going to share a little bit of that. I watched the Alamo for I don't know how many times. I probably watched it 2,591 times in my life.
Great movie.
But the Alamo with John Wayne, and, you know, I think about, I know it's acting, but I think about what our ancestors went through for this country. And I realized the Alamo wasn't the entire country, but yes, it kind of was. And John Wayne gave a little mini speech in that, and it just moved me, and I'm going to give that here in just a little bit today. But every time I watch something, I think about the show, and I think about this country and the people that were here before us. And
I have
such an appreciation and respect.
Oh, I agree. And we can't let them down. You know, our ancestors worked too hard for us to drop the ball right now. And the way I tell people when I talk to people about this country is, you imagine how many men and women have sacrificed their lives that are buried in foreign ground all across this planet. They died for our freedom, and I don't want them to die in vain. And if we don't defend our freedom, if we just roll over, just let the communists take over, then all of those hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people have died in vain. And that's something that, not if I can help it.
Well, Rudy has said something to me many times, and I was reading some scripture last night about it, but you only fail if you quit.
Right.
I don't plan to quit. And
good,
my husband
good.
Probably doesn't like hearing that, but I don't plan to quit because I just feel so compelled. And, you know, those bodies, those patriots that are buried are every color.
Yes,
every color
are.
Of skin. They're not just white. They're not just black. They're every color of skin that God created that have
they bled American
sacrificed
blood.
For liberty. Absolutely. For others. For others. Thank you,
you
Jim. Appreciate the little shout out on there.
Happy anniversary.
No, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
I have a quote here from Thomas Paine. It says, "What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its values. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated." That kind of goes to what he was saying. So many people have sacrificed in this nation. So many. All of us have family members that didn't make it through a war or came back injured or hurt in some manner. Every one of us. World War II. My dad came back. He seemed to be all right. He seemed to be okay. Raised a family. And after his passing, my brother got some papers on Dad in his military service. And Dad never said anything. But he went through some horrific conflicts. And my father-in-law was shot down over Germany. Was in prison camp. You know, every one of us knows someone. I have one son who served in the military. I was a little worried about that. It was under Clinton's administration. I told him, you don't want to serve under this guy. But he wanted to serve his country. It's amazing to me what we hear and what we see in this country. And I know that those who are listening, you know, as the old Baptist saying goes, you preach into the choir. Well, sometimes the choir, and I'm going to call myself that, needs the booster shot in the arm. And I thank Tim and Jim and Melody for giving me that shot. And those here on Facebook that are watching, they comment and they make my day. Because, in fact, sometimes I kind of chuckle because they get into their own conversations over there while I'm on the air. But CSC Talk Radio is here for you. I have always believed that. I've never believed it belonged to me. But in the last many years, I have really understood that it belongs to God. It belongs to Him. And hopefully, I pray that I glorify Him when I mention Him, when we say a prayer, when we do anything on the air. Sometimes I get it wrong, and I try to correct it when I do. But America, liberty, is always in the hands of the people, and we must not be discouraged. And failure is only when we quit. And I don't intend to quit. Kelsey. Okay, Kelsey, we'll have to come to you when we come back from this break. I hear the music. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy 10th anniversary, America. And we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. And we have returned to listening to CFP Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We have Kelsey from Oklahoma. Kelsey, how are you today?
This is I'm Jean Desmuth. I don't know.
Oh, I'm Jean. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm enjoying your... You know what, Beth Ann, this is next. It's not like going to church. But if you can't go to church, you can go to Beth Ann and get blessed. The same thing, almost.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you for that.
I love you, and I love the work you do, and I know you work for the Lord as well as the people. And I just wanted to tell you a happy anniversary. God has brought you this far, and he's going to take you all the way home. So may God continue to be with you and bless you in every way you have need of.
I sure do
enjoy your program. And it's very, 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 it just makes a person feel good.
Well, we need that.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. God bless you.
Well, thank you. And you just keep on keeping on. We'll be home for long.
I will do that. Thank you. God bless you.
I know you will, and I'm so happy to know you. God be with you. Bye-bye.
God be with you, too. Thank you, Imogene. I appreciate it so much. You know, it's as I said, every time I watch something or hear something, I think about the show. And even in Sunday school, And if I get time today, I'm going to share. In fact, I told them, I think they all think I'm crazy in Sunday school. Almost everything I see as I correlate it with what's going on today. And I wanted to share the, I think I've lost it here. I've been thumbing through papers trying to find one particular thing, but I have the quote somewhere here in my papers from the Alamo when, there it is, it was on the bottom because I had it on the top, so I moved it to the bottom. But this was John Wayne. And, of course, if you watch the movie The Alamo, and if you haven't, if you, I think it was Grit. I'm not sure which station it was. We watched a couple of different cowboy stations and or channels, and it was on. And every time I watch it, I'm amazed at what these folks went through there at The Alamo. Remember The Alamo? But he was Davy Crockett. John Wayne was Davy Crockett in this. And this is his speech about Republic. Now, you know, I talk about that a lot. And I watched Levin last night. And one of our own was there. A Missourian was on there last night, or Senator Josh Hawley. And he's written a book. The running joke is everybody's written a book, except for Beth. She can't get hers done. I've got two started and can't get them done. But he had, and I like Josh, I do. And maybe I'm a little too picky about this, but the more they say it, the more aggravated I get about it. And I need to have him on because he is a constitutional specialist. You know, can we quit saying the word democracy? Can we just stop it? Well, democracy wasn't what the Alamo was about. It was about a republic. Texas was going to become a republic. Now, John Wayne's character, Davy Crockett, wasn't from Texas. He's from Tennessee. And he says, republic. I like the sound of that word. It means people can live free, talk free, go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat, the same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step, or his first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling like you make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words. Now, I know it was only a movie, and some writer did that, and it wasn't necessarily the words of a patriot from the Alamo or from Davy Crockett. But those are words that all of us should hold fast to. When Levin was interviewing Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, last night, they were talking about the monopolies of the big tech. And I didn't write down the name of his book, and I should have. It was The Tyranny of Tech, Big Tech, I think. But they talked about monopolies and how monopolies, our founding fathers all hated monopolies. They considered them aristocracies. You know, our founding fathers relished a republic, like John Wayne talked about, where people were free to go and come and do as they please. And what are we seeing today with a pandemic? They're blaming it all on a virus, but it isn't the virus. It's the plague of control, where they want to control everything. We have another caller. We have Carl from New York. Carl, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I enjoy your program, and I try to listen as much as I can. I want to say congratulations to you, and I remember going back to Derry Brownfield. You had him on, you there with him, and it brings back memories because I'm an avid shortwave listener. And lately the shortwave in my area hasn't been too good. It's an in and out, you know how shortwave is.
Yeah, it does. Like the season.
I can get in touch with you, listen to you. I am a senior citizen. I'm going to turn 68 this year. And you bring inspirational messages over the airwaves. I just want to say thank you. And on behalf of my family, I spread the word to my family. I got family in where you are, I think you're up in
I'm in Missouri.
Missouri? Yes.
Yes.
I got some family there. And so, it's nice that where you're there, I'm here in New York. You know how New York is.
You're kind of in a mess, but then the whole world is right now.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness gracious, this could be happening. But anyhow, I wanted to say thank you for all the good work you've done and keep us informed what's going on out there. That's the main source for, like, I'm like a shut-in. And I want to say thank you so much on my behalf, ma'am. Thank you. I truly
You're very welcome.
You.
Well, thank you for listening. I couldn't still be here if it wasn't for the listeners. Thank
you.
God bless you.
Well, I hope to get my house in order. I'd like to send you something down the road. And I know how hard it is to keep your program on, okay?
I
want to say
it is.
Thank you.
I'll just ask that everybody says prayers about that. Thank you, and God bless you,
You're
Carl.
Welcome,
I appreciate
You're
that. Good luck there in New York.
Yeah.
I want to promote something here with the show. There's some folks here that listen. And they have been. They've been listening since Derry. And I want to share what they just sent me. We listened to Derry and your program on shortwave, WWCR, 10 years ago. Today, we follow you on iPads wherever we go. Internet radio has replaced shortwave on the road in Arizona, Texas, or Iowa. You are with us. Thank you so much for your broadcast. You are a real gem. Appreciate that. Thank you, Donna and Ken. You know, you can listen different ways, and I fail to put that out there a lot. We need to just make a commercial that airs it every day. You can listen on shortwave. You can listen on the Internet. We have everything podcast. You can go back and listen to another show over and over and over again if that's what you so desire. It has we have streaming on there, so the show today is live on my website. And this same show will continue to stream. It'll loop and play over and over and over again until tomorrow's show goes live. So we're always worried on Friday because that one's going to loop until Monday. So we're always worried about Friday's show, how it's going to be, because it's going to be out there live on the website until Monday morning. But we have been here for a long time, 10 years, 2,591 shows, and, you know, we got a ways to go yet to save a nation. But one thing that Levin was talking about last night with Josh Hawley was that Levin asked him, what can we the people do? And he says, well, we got to take control of the platforms, meaning they were talking about Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google and all these platforms that are out there. He says, you got to take your life back. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy anniversary. Rule America, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, like I have always said, the solution is you. There isn't going to be any solution in D.C., not any big solution. They can legislate and they can punish and they can do this and do that and tax, but they can't fix it. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. And what Josh Hawley was telling Levin was to take back your life. Live our lives off the platforms. Now, I've had somebody scold me because the show is still on Facebook. But we're going to stay there until they kick us off, and then we will be gone. But in the meantime, we are trying to get up on others. We're trying to get up on Gab more often. We've not had a whole lot of luck with, I can't think of the name of the one.
Frank's Speech is still,
but that's not the one I was trying to think of.
Melanie's been helping us a lot with Big
absolutely.
Shoot.
Absolutely. Melanie was one of the callers here earlier, and she is voluntarily helping us. But he says we got to break up the monopolies and restore competition. He says take back your families and your daily life. Get them off of their phones. Get them off of the internet. Sit down and have a family meal. We talked about that in Sunday school yesterday. I'm not going to have time to read to you, woe on the Pharisees and the experts in the law, where Jesus was chastising these Pharisees. So look it up. It's Luke 11. 37 through 54. And when you read that, I want you to think about some of our politicians and the things that they believe themselves to be above the law and above this and how they want to control your every life, your every part of your every life. I had a whole bunch of quotes here. You know, I always over-prepare. I always have too much. But here's one from John Adams because I wanted to mention sovereignty. It's our republic. It's about being sovereign. Sovereign people, we serve a sovereign God, we are a sovereign people, we have sovereign states, and we are a sovereign nation, supposedly. The revolution was effected before the war commenced, John Adams said. The revolution was in the minds and the hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments and their duties and obligations. This radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real
American Revolution. This is what Americans need today. Perhaps we have become so used to freedom and liberty, to the old sayings and quotes, that they become cliché and we don't hold them close to our hearts and make them a part of our minds. We don't lift God up as number one anymore. The Lord upholds you, it says in Psalms 37:24. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him in his hand. Martin Luther King said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. I had a little something here on the systemic racism, and I'm not sure where I put that. I really wanted to share that with you. Basically, systemic means it's systematic. It's put into our system. And yet, we are the only country with an Emancipation Proclamation. Who are we as a nation? It is written, many may reject the documents, but that doesn't make the documents less, just the ignorance of those denying them more. Systemic means relating to a system, especially as opposed to a particular part. You could say the disease is localized rather than systemic. But in the Emancipation Proclamation of January 1, 1963, it says in there that all men of all colors and all slaves must be set free. That on the first day of January in the year of our Lord, he said, 1863, all persons held as slaves within any state or designated part of a state, the people whereof shall then be in rebellion against the United States, shall be then thenceforward and forever free. And he says this many times throughout the Emancipation Proclamation. I don't have time to share it all with you, but you need to understand that it is not systemic, because it is written in our documents that we will not have slavery, that we abolish it. We're the only nation, to my knowledge, that did this. And it was signed by President Abraham Lincoln and his Secretary of State, William Seward. You know, we just have to use some common sense. So many things that have happened in our lives and in this country's life. We're the young country. You know that, right? As old as we are the young country. And we're the only country that did what it did for freedom and liberty, for the Republic. Thomas Paine said, these are the times that try men's souls. Oh, it is trying day in and day out, is it not? I have, let's see if I can find it. I was going to do headlines, but I'm just going to run out of time. It's the fastest hour of the day. But here is a headline to show the stupidity and the ignorance that is in our country today. And they're all trying to not offend somebody, and they're all trying to do what's right. I've got that in quotes up above. Top cooking website no longer offering beef recipes in bid to fight climate change. Oh, those gassy cows. Well, you see, these people don't believe in a God. So they have no hope in their lives. So they've got to think that they've got to do it themselves. We've got to get rid of the cows. These are the same people that were fighting for the animal rights. These are the same people that think you shouldn't get an eagle feather. They're endangered species. But they want to get rid of the cows. They want to get rid of the beef. They want to get rid of the meat. You know, the scripture warns us about that. Beware of those who tell you not to eat meat. Did you know that? I don't have it in front of me. Basically, Senator Josh Hawley was saying, at least this is my interpretation, we gave them the power, and now we must take it back.
This is important, not just for the tyranny of the big tech, but for big government. Those are my words. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. You know that, right? That was a Thomas Paine. And when we go back to some things that Martin Luther King said, he tells us that God is with us. That God is with us. He's got you. He's got you in your arms. He's got you in his arms, in his hands. I think sometimes we fail to understand that. He says, don't worry about doing things perfectly. Just keep moving forward. God's got you. America, God's got you, but he doesn't expect you to sit there and do nothing. He expects you to get up and do something, to keep pressing forward. Tomorrow we will have Tom DeWeese, and we're going to talk about property rights. Because, rule America, we got to do it. We got to bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.